This is Serotera's Daily Reading, number 749, from March 25, 2026. Richard's writing this one from the air, heading back across the country after a day in Manhattan talking to a forward-thinking customer about what non-tech folks actually care about in the AI conversation. 11 links today, and they span a pretty wide range, from Kubernetes and AI infrastructure to management philosophy to a sobering supply chain attack. Let's get into it. First up, Google dropped the big blog post timed to KubeCon EU in Amsterdam, covering what's new with Google Kubernetes Engine and their open-source contributions. The headline is that GKE Autopilot is no longer a fork-in-the-road decision. You used to pick Autopilot or Standard Mode at cluster creation, and that was it. Now you can turn on Autopilot for individual workloads inside standard clusters, which is a much more flexible model. They're also open-sourcing the GKE Cluster Autoscaler, announcing AI conformance certification, and pushing hard on Kubernetes as the platform for AI agents, with things like Agent Sandbox for secure, GVisor-backed isolation and pod snapshots for fast startup. There's a lot in this one, including new DRA drivers for TPUs that NVIDIA is coordinating with, but the theme is clear. Google wants Kubernetes to be synonymous with AI infrastructure. Next is a really terrific piece from Anthropic's engineering team about harness design for long-running application development. If you've tried to get an AI coding agent to build something complex end-to-end, you've probably hit the wall where the agent loses coherence as the context fills up or starts wrapping up prematurely because it thinks it's running out of room. Anthropic calls that second problem context anxiety. Their solution is a three-agent architecture, a planner that decomposes work, a generator that builds it, and a separate evaluator that judges quality. The key insight is that context resets, where you wipe the context entirely and hand off structured state to a fresh agent, work better than compaction, where you summarize in place. And the evaluator separation matters because agents are reliably generous when grading their own work. They tested this on front-end design specifically, defining four grading criteria around design quality, originality, craft, and functionality, and found that separating generation from evaluation with explicit rubrics produced dramatically better results. Shifting to the human side of management, there's a thoughtful blog post asking when a manager should step in. The author argues that having to step in is itself a form of management failure worth a postmortem. But there are clear signals for when you should intervene below. The waterline mistakes that could be career-limiting, analysis paralysis where the team needs constraints, and design conflict that have lingered too long. He brings in Andy Grove's concept of task-relevant maturity, where your level of involvement should match the person's experience with that specific task, not their overall seniority. A senior engineer who's never done public speaking might need close support on a presentation, even though you'd fully delegate their code reviews. Somewhat related, Harvard Business Review has a piece by Nir Eyal on building a high-agency culture. The article uses Larry Culp's turnaround of General Electric as its central case study, a company that had lost over 90% of its value and was sliding toward junk bond status. The argument is that especially during AI transformation, you want people who feel they can make a difference and own the path forward, rather than waiting for permission. It's a good compliment to the manager stepping in piece, two sides of the same coin. On the technical side, Nordic APIs published 8 tips for MCP server development. MCP, the Model Context Protocol, has been called the USB-C of AI since Anthropic released it in late 2024, and it's everywhere now. The tips are practical. Design each server as a single bounded context rather than a catch-all. Get your transport choice right early between streamable HTTP and Styo. Treat schemas as real contracts, rather. Then decorations, embrace statelessness, and bake security in from the start rather than bolting it on. One interesting nuance, they argue against auto-generating MCP servers from specs, saying it produces one-to-one API wrappers that miss architectural concerns. Sound advice for anyone building production MCP infrastructure. Google Research published a dense but potentially important paper on TurboQuant, a compression algorithm for AI models. The core problem is that high-dimensional vectors consume massive amounts of memory, creating bottlenecks in the key-value cache. TurboQuant combines two techniques: PolarQuant, which converts vectors to polar coordinates to eliminate the normalization step, and QJL, a one-bit trick that acts as a mathematical error checker. The result is extreme compression with zero accuracy loss. VentureBeat reported it speeds up AI memory use by 8 times while cutting costs by 50%. If that holds up in production, it's a significant infrastructure win. On the Vibe coding front, Roman Irani wrote a roundup of resources for full-stack Vibe coding with Google AI Studio, Stitch, and Antigravity. The pitch is that AI Studio now handles both front-end and back-end automatically, with integrated Firebase for databases and authentication, support for real-time collaboration, and one-click deployment to cloud. Run. Stitch is Google's AI-native design canvas that generates editable UIs from prompts or wireframes, and it connects to coding agents through MCP. Several recent articles are linked, including one by Serater himself on building a hotel stay tracker from scratch, and there's a code lab for hands-on experimentation. Google also launched Lyria 3, their newest music generation model, now available to developers in public preview. There are two variants: Lyria 3 Pro for full songs up to 3 minutes, and Lyria 3 Clip for quick 30-second clips. The interesting new features are tempo conditioning, time-aligned lyrics, where you can control when vocals start and stop, and multimodal input, where you feed it an image, and it generates music matching the mood. Every track gets a SynthID watermark for transparency. They've also built demo apps, including an alarm clock that generates a personalized wake-up song based on your weather and calendar. Now for the sobering one. PyPI issued a warning after malicious versions of Light LLM, a widely used Python middleware for large language models, were found stealing cloud and CI/CD credentials. The compromised packages were live for only about 2 hours, but Light LLM gets 3 million daily downloads, so the exposure window was significant. The payload operated in 3 stages: initial exfiltration, deeper reconnaissance, and then persistence with remote control. It targeted everything from API keys and SSH keys to Kubernetes configs, Docker credentials, and even cryptocurrency wallets. Wiz found that Light LLM is present in 36% of cloud environments. This was tied to the broader Team PCP supply chain campaign that previously compromised Trivi, the vulnerability scanner. The lesson is clear: sandbox and scan your dependencies. Don't pull directly from public registries without verification. The CNCF announced that LMD has been accepted as a sandbox project. LMD is a Kubernetes, native distributed inference framework built by Red Hat, Google Cloud, IBM Research, CoreWeave, and NVIDIA, with the mission of achieving state-of-the-art inference performance on any accelerator. It brings inference-aware traffic management, native Kubernetes orchestration for multi-node replicas, and the ability to disaggregate the pre-fill and decode phases of inference into independently scalable pods. The project also aims to be the neutral standard for inference benchmarking, which the industry badly needs. This overlaps with the GKE blog post we covered first. The Kubernetes as AI infrastructure theme is strong this week. Finally, Gartner is projecting that AI inference costs will plunge over the next 4 years. As Serater notes, the word set is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that headline. The projection is that new efficiencies will emerge, but much of the savings will likely flow back to AI labs that are currently losing money rather than to end users. It's a hopeful forecast, but one worth treating with appropriate skepticism. That's number 749. A Kubernetes heavy day with two management pieces that pair nicely. A wake-up call on supply chain security, and some genuinely exciting technical advances in compression and news generation. Until next time.